International Women's History Month, and Judy Bart Topinka is one of the most important and influential women in the history of Illinois, and maybe even in the nation. She was in the House, Illinois House. She was in the Illinois Senate for 10 years. She was elected three times as Illinois State Treasurer, the first woman to hold that office. She served 3 years on as the chair of the Illinois Republican Party. She ran for governor as the first Republican woman nominated for that position, and she was elected twice as Illinois Comptroller. And here with me tonight to discuss the legacy of Judy Bart Topinka and his new book called Just Judy is Judy's son, Joe Topinka. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Karen, thank you for having me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Always good to see you. So tell me about this book, Just Judy. Why did you write this book?
Well, Karen, you know, she's more than just a mother. And everybody has a mother, and hopefully they all love their mothers. But mom was a little bit more than just a mother. She was something different. And I thought there was something important about her life that other people could learn from, especially young women, but also young boys in grade school growing up, and learning something about our government, our civics, with her life as that venue or the platform. Because she was more than just a mother. She was a politician. She was a leader. She was somebody who truly, I think, embodied what a citizen should be in terms of knowing how their government works, how their villages work, how, just in general, how communities function. And so I thought it was important that I somehow promote the legacy, because if not me, who will do it?
And you know what's interesting? Of course, Judy Bart Topinka was a Republican, but she, you know, socially, she was moderate. I mean, she was one of the first people to be in favor of gay rights. She was always pro-choice. She was very frugal fiscally. But I found it interesting that you chose a Barack Obama quote for the front of the book, and that kind of spells out what we're talking about. She was sort of nonpartisan in a lot of ways, and she was able to cross the aisle and get a lot done. I'm going to read the quote very quickly.
That's fine.
Barack Obama said she was blunt, pragmatic, unfailingly cheerful and energetic, and always willing to put politics beside and find a common sense solution that made a difference for the people of Illinois. Is that a good summary of her?
I think it is. She used to tell me very often, especially when she first ran for office, she said, you know, I could very well have run as a Democrat. It was just where I was living at the time. And, you know, we come from the same area, the Berwyn, Cicero, Riverside right. area. You were talking about bungalows earlier. I mean, that's kind of, you know, she grew up in that environment. And that area was primarily Republican at the time, a lot of Republican bosses at the time. And frankly, she really didn't have a choice. You run in the environment that you need to run in. So she could have run easily as a Democrat, and she even told me so. She was more of an independent, really.
Right. And, you know, but now everything seems so polarized. I mean, I think of your mom all the time now. She died in December 2014, unfortunately.
Yes, ma'am.
I miss her every day. But I feel like could she put an end to some of this polarization? She crossed over the line. She was common sense. She talked bluntly. She was very comical. She told it like it was. And I think a lot of people were not necessarily comfortable when
No.
she did that, because coming from a woman, and I put myself in a category of speaking bluntly sometimes.
You do.
And
that's okay.
And that's okay. As I'm getting older, I'm more comfortable with that. But Judy did it all the time. Do you think she would make a difference today if she were still in politics?
I think she would. Unfortunately, I think she would have had some problems with the money issues. If the governor's race that she was in is indicative of it, you know, she would be competing with people with a lot more money. And money seems to be the key here, which is unfortunate. But I think she's the kind of person, I suspect, in my heart of hearts, she would probably get people into a room, buy a bunch of pizzas, or Ned Gianzelli as a check, her check heritage would be, and lock the door and say, you're not going to come out until you have an agreement made. And she would probably broker it, because she was that middle person. She was that person that could see all sides. You know, sometimes, people used to say to her that she was a rhino, Republican in name only. She didn't really think that was a bad thing. Is that a bad term of art? I don't know if that's really a bad term of art. I think, you know, being a moderate is not a bad thing, because you bring all people to the table.
I totally, totally agree with you. I'm going to talk about your book just briefly and ask people, you know, if people want to buy it or get it from you, how they go about doing that. But I want to talk. You know, you were growing up, you're an only child,
yes.
And you have a mother who's not only a working mother, she's in Springfield, she's on television, she's running around, she's got all these things going on, she's got animal rights issues, she's got all these things, that's a full life. watching her. Was that hard for you to watch her get bashed? Was it hard for you to watch her? Did you have to come up with, did you have to have thick skin as well?
Karen, there were times that I just wanted to fight back and I couldn't, especially when I was on active duty. I was on active duty for 20 years, and it was interesting. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she came up to me and she said, I didn't know Judy had a son. I was on active duty for 20 years, so it was like I wasn't around. And I can tell you that, especially during the governor's race, there were times that I just wanted to scream, yell, fight, whatever. But I couldn't, by Army regulation. I could not get into political battles, even if it was my mother. And I still remember, and this, you'll find this interesting, and some of your listeners will probably find this interesting, I can still remember during the governor's election, they asked me to write a letter that they could put in newspapers. And I had to write like 50 of these letters and send them to the newspapers all across the state of Illinois. And the effect of the letter was, I am Judy's son. She has a son. I love Judy. She loves me. But I couldn't say anything politically. I actually had to have the letter reviewed by the military ethics attorneys to ensure that I was not being political. But my mother was concerned. As much as she was proud of me being in the military, she had a problem with people believing that she was a mother.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. You can't be both, right?
You can't be a
nurturing, caring person and be a strong woman. That's a terrible thing to think, but I think we have that thought going all over the place. One thing I want to say, Joe, we go back a long way, but your mother was nice enough to consider me and to give me scholarships to a state school that helped me fund my education. It was based upon need and accomplishments. And one of the things that I remember that I will never forget is that when she wrote a letter of recommendation for me to get into University of Illinois Law School, she wrote in handwriting on top, if I had had a daughter, I would like her to be like Karen. And that's why I always think of you as my brother.
Karen, you know, she used to talk about you a lot because she said the same thing. And it was funny because I think in a sense she was happy that she could do something for you, because many ways she could not do it for me. Because if she tried pulling political, you know,
right,
pull on me,
and
it would be a conflict of interest.
No.
She would get abused. So she was very proud of you. And frankly, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Well, thank you. God bless
you. This is a proud fest here. Joe, we don't have much time, but I want to say the Judy Bart Topinka Foundation is having an inaugural fundraiser, and that is on April 12, 2018. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. But more importantly, Brian Noonan is going to be there.
He will be emceeing.
And he's going to be emceeing in his usual fashion. Actually, my husband Jerry's going to be there too, for all of you who have not met him. But please go to the Judy Bart Topinka Foundation website, and Joe's going to give you that. And come and see what's going on. We have an award winner. Senator Christine Rodano is going to be our first honoree. Joe, how can people get a ticket and come?
Well, they can go
celebrate
on judybartopinka.org, and they can go and order the tickets online on Eventbrite, and they can also order the book online. And more importantly, I'm hoping that school teachers around the state will also want to get a copy of this book, because as you were talking earlier with Mr. Noonan about the marches and things like that, it's great to march, but I don't think it's better that we use my mother's story as a civics lesson. And we do not do very good in terms of teaching civics, especially in Illinois, in schools. And I think my mother's story and the way the book is written will be a great supplement to any school teacher trying to teach civics, and teach civics from a perspective of what I saw growing up with a woman who learned civics while she was a legislator. It's funny when people look at me and says, how did you learn all this stuff? Because my mother was learning at the same time she was teaching me, because she was learning it herself.
Joe Topinka, thank you so much for joining us.
Karen, can I just do one thing?
Sure.
I found something this weekend, and it's a pin. My mother, it was a stick pin that my mother used to wear, and I think probably people would recognize it. I brought this stick pin for you to present it to you, so you have it. And I wanted to publicly acknowledge that you truly are the sister from another mother.
Thank you, Joe.